All Flex No Dex is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details.
Hello, and welcome back to Epi, everyone. Today we have with us Nicole.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole, and I'll be playing Dinsby today, your lazy but super friendly wizard gnome.
And Jasper.
Hi, I'll be playing Zenozeri, the dragonborn blood hunter, the very spontaneous and curious of many magical things.
And Zach.
Hi, everybody. I'm Zach, and I'll be playing the halfling that everybody loves, Dandelion.
All right. So previously in Epia, the party found two battling dragons and decided to assist. Between siding with the black dragon or the brass dragon, they decided to help the brass dragon, and Dandy stabbed the black dragon in the ass. After making a deal with some tooth fairies, the party and the brass dragon destroy his rival wormling. After some tempting offers, the party decided to explore the black dragon's lair rather than join the brass dragon's commune. After a bit of a trek, they found the lair. Zen took a dive and retrieved a bunch of loot, cracked open the water-sealed chests, and Dandy identified the magic items inside. Now, I was not very clear about the order of events last episode, so let me set it straight here. Zen brought the items up out of the lake. Dandy then identified everything, including Bob. And as Zen and Dinsby sorted loot afterwards, Dandy went up the tower. And that is where we will begin tonight's episode. So first, Zenozeri, roll me a percentage dice.
Okay. It is this one and 75.
Neat. Zen, you wanted to sacrifice Bob for your debt. So as you whisper to Dinsby, I'm just going to trade it to Tall Hat. You hear Bob rumble and a giant angry frog gets spat out of the bag. Meanwhile, Dandy, you get to the top of the tower. The sky up here is visible. Part of the roof has caved in or been torn off. And you can also see down to your companions. You see a giant frog just got spat out. The floor is wooden and bare and rotten in some places all the way up here. And the only thing that's up here is a goose that's staring at you angrily. You all have one action to do something before things start happening.
Does the toad look immediately angry?
You're welcome to roll an insight check at disadvantage. Unless you are proficient in nature. Are you proficient with a nature skill?
No, proficient with survival, but not nature.
Okay, roll at a disadvantage because it's a frog and they don't have facial features.
Okay, so insight at disadvantage?
Yes.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. That's a 10.
It looks like it might try to eat you. It's a giant frog and could certainly swallow Dinsby whole.
Oh, it's big enough to swallow Dinsby whole?
It is a giant frog, yes.
I thought it was like a toad-sized frog.
That's a little bit more scurry.
A giant frog is a medium beast. It is as big as you.
Super.
Neat.
As big as Zenozeri. Bigger than Dinsby.
Oh my. Okay.
Fantastic.
Yes. I will cast a spell.
What are you casting?
Sleep.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it. Dandy, what are you doing?
Sleep.
Let me make sure that I have enough. Yes, I do. You said it's a goose, right?
Yeah.
Another waterfowl.
I'll use my action to cast Speak with Animal so I can talk to it.
Okay. And Zan, are you doing anything?
I am very confused by the frog, and I just have my weapon ready if it decides to eat my little friend.
Okay.
Or friends.
All right. So Dinsby, go ahead and roll that sleep.
Oh, yeah. I roll for the hit dice. Okay. Okay. Hold on just a sec. 5d8. 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm getting 25 hit die. Thank you. Or sorry, hit points, not hit die. Hit points.
Its eyes kind of get droopy and it falls asleep. Its giant frog tongue lolls out of its face.
Woo! Woo!
Meanwhile, Dandy, you cast your spell. Roll initiative.
That's a 15.
15 just beats the goose's initiative. So you can talk if you want.
Hey there, friend. I'm going to try and persuade it that, you know, I'm friendly with it. I'm not any danger to it, and it shouldn't be a danger to me.
Okay. Are you trying to convey that with just, hey there, friend?
I really don't know how I'd go about even saying that to a goose.
Well, that's just because I'm not there and you don't know how to deal with waterfowl.
You know, I got a friend. They got a duck.
Oh, no.
Roll persuasion at disadvantage.
And you seem a lot cooler. Disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Moose got a twitch. He felt like someone was talking about him.
Mr. Moose senses a disturbance in the force.
Yes.
Wait, is Mr. Moose the name of your...
It is. His name is Mr. Moose.
That is fantastic.
It didn't come with a name, so I thought of one.
Wait, that's not... I can't math.
I believe in you. You got this.
A 17. With disadvantage.
The goose isn't attacking you yet. It replies in goose. It's so you guys, I'm gonna say you guys can hear the goose hissing very loud, Zenizari and Dinsby. But to you, Dandy, it comes through as a language. It's kind of a hissing language. It's almost gurgly. And it says, you travel with ducks? What are you doing in my tower?
Sorry about that. And trust me, I know, ducks. Ugh. But anyways, came here after a dragon died and we found out that its home was here.
Dragon? Dreadwing?
Yeah, that guy. That brass dragon killed him.
Dreadwing was my pet.
Truly, you must be quite the mighty one.
Kind of ruffles its feathers a little bit. Answer me.
I did.
Was your answer just, you came here to investigate its lair?
Yeah.
It was asking specifically why you're in its tower.
Oh, I thought the tower was part of its lair. I apologize, I did not know that it was owned.
Be gone, humanoid.
May I ask your name?
Nope.
Please? I'd rather be friends with a goose than with a filthy duck.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 16. No, sorry, 17. I have a plus one.
Okay, so it's a fail. It's going to use its horde ability, and it's going to intimidate you. It's going to say, "This is begone, I'll eat your soul like I have before."
Okay. Is this a frightened effect?
It is an intimidation check. Yes. It is implying, or not implying, it is bestowing the frightened condition.
I have advantage against that.
Okay, so go ahead and roll again.
That is much better. That's a dirty 20.
Okay, that just succeeds. So you're not scared, but it is definitely trying to intimidate you.
Yeah. Very well. See you around, buddy. And I leave.
Okay.
If we heard the duck, did we hear Dandy talking as well?
You heard light mumbling.
Okay.
Like Dandy was likely talking, but there's no way you could hear what words he was saying. The goose okay. is very loud.
All right. Just trying to figure out if Mr. Moose is going to be very cross with him or not.
Mr. Moose is pretty neutral about all things.
Alrighty.
Mr. Moose doesn't care. Mr. Moose is a creation of wild magic.
So anyways, come back down the tower.
There is a giant sleeping frog and loot.
Oh, we should probably kill that frog before he wakes up. He looked pretty angry. He's got a really big mouth.
Stab.
Zenizari, you Dandy identified and told you what Bob is. Do you quickly shove him into the bag to get rid of him?
Can I physically put it back in the bag? Or you mean put Bob in the other bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because otherwise Bob's going to keep spitting out things at you.
Yeah, no, I get rid of Bob. They can deal with Bob.
Okay. So you guys go to attack and kill the frog?
Yes.
Zenizari and Dinsby and Dandy, you guys can all take an attack at advantage if you want.
Okay. Dinsby doesn't normally hit things, so
22.
26.
Oh, goodness. I rolled 2 3s. That's going to be a 5.
That doesn't hit.
I just am imagining Dinsby like looking away and closing his eyes as he holds his staff like, oh, I really don't want to do this, and like hits it, tries to hit it,
just lightly bonking it
as he's closing his eyes and looking away.
10 damage.
13 damage.
Okay, between the two of you, you kill it. It does not wake up ever again.
Woo. Somebody want frog legs?
I mean...
You each get 50 experience points between the goose and the frog.
50?
50.
80.
And are you guys splitting up loot right now?
Yes.
Sure.
Dinsbeat is going to take the metal plates, the pound of platinum... The two scrolls, the one of acid splash and the one of animate objects, and two of the 50 gold piece gems and two of the 10 gold piece gems.
Dandy will take the oil of sharpness, the crude flute, two 10 piece gems, two 50 piece gems, the fiend skull, and the drift globe. Oh, and a healing potion.
Zenizari is going to take the Lantern of Revealing, a healing potion, one of each jar of monsters, Bob, and one 10 gold piece gem and one 50 gold piece gem. A potion of climbing.
Okay. And Dandy, how are you transporting the skull?
Does it have its jaw, like the bottom of it?
Sure.
I'll go ahead and I'll just kind of open up its jaw. And can I fit my head inside of its the opening under the jaw so I can wear it like a helmet?
Roll me a dexterity check to see if you can fit your tiny head inside there. It is a large skull. It's a fiend, so it was pretty big.
17.
Okay, yeah, you don't get stuck in the skull. If you rolled low, I was going to make your head get stuck inside the skull and you couldn't take it off without breaking it.
It's a curse, everybody.
Okay, now I'm just imagining the Pokemon Cubone. You bone, bone, bone.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Dandy's basically Cubone now.
Then really wants to take the teeth out of the skull.
Add it to your weird collection, your macabre collection.
Yeah, it's for all my children.
Dandy points out that you had no part in killing the fiend. So
neither did you.
True, but I can add this to a story.
All right. So all you got left here that you can tell are the stairs leading down that are a part of the main hall of what used to be the chapel.
Yes, I do tell the party about the bizarre goose that's up above.
Ooh, the goose.
Says that he owns the tower and that he can take my soul.
And that the dragon was just a pet?
Yes.
That's either delusional or really scary.
My thought exactly.
Everyone roll me an intelligence check.
Is this intelligence against magic?
No. This is a memory thing.
Intelligence check. Ooh, 22.
I got 22 as well.
Dandy?
10.
You're a little distracted, Dandy. You died a lot in the last month. You have other things on your mind.
Yeah.
Dinsby and Zenizari, you guys remember that the paintings on the walls back in Flazenzo's new home, they were paintings of Tiamat and that red dragon, but they also had the hidden images of geese and ducks, if you remember.
Oh, God.
Okay. We didn't really know what that was about.
Right. But this is enough of a connection. You would have remembered that.
Should we go up there and kill the goose? I still have charges on my 9 life stealer. There's a chance I can kill it with one shot.
Well, he did. Was he aggressive towards you?
Extremely.
Yeah, I guess I will take your soul as a little aggressive.
And he also seems to be racist towards ducks.
Rude.
Yeah, rude. I hold my duck. Come here, Mr. Moose.
Mr. Moose does not seem to reply. Mr. Moose continues acting like a duck.
Well, I would normally just say, well, let's ignore the delusional duck and just go down the stairs and see what's down there. But then that leaves our back open to the delusional duck, or I'm sorry, goose. He'd probably kill me if I said duck. So maybe we should go up and see if we can see what he's all about or maybe kill him, I guess.
I do have a thought.
As you guys are talking, everyone roll me a perception check.
Oh, no.
Ordering sounds good.
What is with tens today?
Dinsby's distracted planning. He rolled a 6.
I got a 22. Rolled a 19. Woo.
As Dinsby and Dandy are discussing the goose and whether or not they should kill it, you glance up at the tower and part of the wall that's kind of broken down that Dandy could see you guys from. You see the goose's head that's just popped over watching you guys. It's been watching this whole time.
And I'll go. Guys, it's staring at us. It knows. And I won't point at it, but I'll just be like, it's there.
They're just like an angry goose head looking over the crenellation, glaring at us.
You guys all look up at it?
Andy does. He waves at it.
Okay, yeah, that is an angry goose head glaring at you guys, and then it goes. Dandy, because your speak with animals lasts for like an hour, doesn't it?
I believe 10 minutes, but I can also cast it as a ritual. Yeah, 10 minutes.
I'm going to say it's still within that 10 minutes. You hear the gooses as yelling, "Get off my lawn!"
He wants us off his lawn. You said to get out of your tower. I yell back up.
Then in Dinsby, you hear it hissing some more.
Is he looking like he's going to jump over and flap down, or is he just hissing?
It's a giant goose, I'm assuming?
No, it's just a goose.
Oh, it's a normal size goose?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a normal-ass looking goose. Dinsby, it looks like it's just hissing right now.
Okay.
I don't have bread to throw at it.
Zenizari and Dinsby, why don't you guys roll me wisdom saves?
All right. Is this against magic?
No. It is trying to intimidate you.
Ah. 13.
21.
The both of you want nothing to do with this goose. It is scary, and from what Dandy was saying, it could eat your souls. You are intimidated. Oh.
Even with a 21.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Jeez.
It's scary.
Oh, guys, that's a little bit more scary than I initially anticipated. I'm just gonna go this way. And Dinsby starts walking away from the tower, moving, like, looking at the goose, but walking backwards, just, like, slowly backing away.
Ben's gonna call Fireclaw to the shoulder and pick up Mr. Moose and pet him and just be like, not worth my time, and walk away acting tough, like it's not scary.
The stairs are between you guys and the tower.
Yeah, but we can't move toward a...
You can. You can move to the stairs. You are too scared to enter the tower.
I go ahead and I yell up, can we go downstairs?
I thought the stairs were part of the tower.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're part of the main hall of the chapel. So the tower was kind of sitting at the back end of what the chapel used to be, or like behind it maybe.
Oh, okay. They're not part of the tower. Yeah, let's just go down. I don't want to look at it anymore.
Yeah, as Dandy asks the goose about the stairs, I'm just going to walk that way.
Dandy, the goose replies, what stairs?
Don't worry about it.
All right, got it. See you later, buddy.
It hisses again, and Dandy, all you understand is hiss.
Gotcha.
It's just hissing at you. It's not actually saying words.
I give finger guns as I leave. Like, gotcha, buddy.
All right, so everyone saunters to the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Moving backward until I have to pay attention to the stairs as I go down. And then maybe moving sideways as I shuffle sideways down the stairs until I can't see the goose anymore.
So the stairs, twin staircases that descend to a partially flooded crypt. Down here, you see 5 stone sarcophagi that rise above the waterline.
How deep are we talking? Because I'm little.
You are little. So for Dinsby and Dandy, this will be almost to waist level.
Ugh. And I'm assuming it's like old and stagnant water. And
yeah, I mean, everything in this lair has been old and stagnant water, and it all stinks like pond scum.
Oh, then can I ride on your shoulders?
Yeah, sure. And I'll pick you up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no light down here.
Oh, yeah, bring out that new cool orb.
Pull out the drift globe and I put it up in the air.
What does the drift globe do?
I speak its command word and it goes ahead and it essentially casts the daylight spell. Emanates the light or daylight spell.
Does it float with you or do you have to hold it?
It can float with me. If you move more than 60 feet from the hovering globe, it follows you until it is within 60 feet of you.
That's cool.
It takes the shortest route to do so. So if you're past a fence, it'll go over the fence or something.
Okay. So, Zen, are you walking first?
Yeah.
As you get to the bottom of the stairs and you start walking, I'm assuming you guys are going to go investigate the sarcophagus down here.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You step, you can't see the tiles because the water is also very murky, but you step on something that depresses.
Oh, shit.
And then you hear multiple hissing noises, like from a spray nozzle above you and from the walls, but nothing happens.
I don't like that.
You're a bunch of...
That's it?
You guys freeze, but nothing happens.
Maybe it was supposed to have arrows in it?
Maybe.
It hisses like it was supposed to spray something.
You don't smell anything or see anything or...
It is all old.
All right. I'll get out my... Oh, hold on. Let me see if I still have that fan thing. Maybe that's one of the things I traded. Yeah, must be. I must have traded that fan of...
Or your Fluffy Go and Disco Ball Ion Stone?
Yeah, I think I traded the fan. Okay. I won't pull out a fan then.
Okay.
Wow, I'm so dumb. On my inventory, it had a pudding page, and I was really confused what the pudding was. It's my horse. I forgot I named it pudding. I was like, what is this?
Pudding feels loved.
Yep. I was really confused. Just had a whole page that says pudding. I'm like, neat.
It's great.
All right, sorry.
So, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as you guys get a little bit farther in and the light touches upon the sarcophagi, you see that the lids depict armored warriors whose faces have been scoured away by acid. All of them are closed.
They all depict warriors?
Do you go around and check each of them out?
Well, I mean, I can't really go anywhere. I'm at the mercy of Zen at this moment in time.
Well, if you want to look at them, just walk around for you.
That way, that way, that way.
Okay, I'll just go wherever you tell me to go.
Dandy wants to repair the faces.
Okay.
Zen is watching everything just to make sure nothing happens while following directions.
Dandy, are you following behind Zen's area then? Every time Zen checks a sarcophagi, then you follow behind and repair it?
Yes.
Okay. The first sarcophagi you come up to, it has the depiction of an armored warrior. But additionally, it is covered in engravings and emblems of scarabs. Then, moving on to the next...
Hold on. Do the scarabs have any arcane meaning?
Roll an arcana check.
I am proficient in arcana.
Dope.
Still just a straight roll?
Yeah, roll me a... Well, yeah, you roll an arcana check. Zenizari, roll me a perception check.
19 for arcana?
18 for perception.
Okay. As far as magical, there isn't any direct connection that you know of. Not like a spell or something or anything that immediately draws something to mind. However, you do feel the magic tingle. Your passive arcana, you feel there's some sort of magic emanating either from inside or from the sarcophagi itself. This is further supported by Zen. You can tell that this is trapped.
Gotcha.
You're fairly certain that these scarabs can animate and come out themselves.
Oh, God. Real me was terrified of that. I hate scarabs.
Interesting. Trap idea.
Especially from movies. Don't like it. Gives me the mummy vibes. Ugh. I don't think we should mess with these sarcophaguses. They seem to be trapped.
Well, I hope one of the shards isn't in there.
I prefer not to be attacked. Does Zen know that the trap would release bugs?
That's what you're guessing.
Okay, yeah. I am assuming it will release the scarabs that are lined or decorated across them. And I'd prefer not to be...
So moving on to the next, or do you want to see if you can disarm the trap?
What would I need to disarm the trap with?
Nobody here does that.
I mean, I'm a jack of all trades.
To figure out how to disarm a trap, you have to roll an investigation check.
Investigation check. Oh, hey, I'm proficient at that. That's terrifying. I could try if you guys want me to.
Let's check out the other ones first before we go poking at anything.
Okay. I can't confirm or deny that I may just run away. Do not like bugs.
The investigation check is just to analyze it.
Oh, okay.
You're not disarming anything. It's just how to disarm it.
I can do that when we're done, then.
Moving on to the next sarcophagi. Dandy, you come up and repair it?
Yeah.
You come up, cast mending, I'm assuming?
Yes. I can do it at will, so.
You cast mending, and it slowly repairs the damage from the acid on the sarcophagi lid. And nothing ill happens to you.
Neat.
The second sarcophagi also has a depiction of an armored warrior.
Any of the same magic-y tingles from this one?
No magic-y tingles. No scarabs either.
Do either of you know how to check for mechanical traps?
Isn't it just investigation?
Anyone can try, in 5th edition, anyone can look for traps. So if you're looking for a trap, it's just a perception check.
Oh, perception. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll look from up on my high vantage here.
Both of you could look and give me a roll, or one can roll the help action from the other.
Well, I'm not very good at perception, so is anybody better than a plus one?
I got a plus 3.
I just have a plus 1.
And Dandy's currently casting spells anyways.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll give the help action to Zen.
Okay. 17.
It is trapped. It looks like there's a mechanical trap that is tied to opening the lid.
Gotcha. This one is also trapped.
What will it do?
I don't know what it'll do, but if you open it, it'll set something off. I can try to figure that out, I think.
With an investigation check, you can figure out how to disarm it.
I can figure out how to disarm it, but I can't tell you what it'll do unless you want to open it and find out.
No. Let's move on.
Alrighty.
That way.
Walk over to the next one in that direction.
As you guys turn and walk, you step on another plate that depresses Zen, and you hear more kss.
Anything?
And Dandy, nothing comes out. And then Dandy, as you start to walk over to the second sarcophagi to start casting Mendy on that one, you also step on a pressure plate and he feel it depress and hear the kss, but nothing comes out.
Neat.
Continue on.
Can I figure out where the sound is coming from?
Yeah. Roll me a perception check. Zen and Dinsby, are you stopping or are you continuing to walk towards the other sarcophagi?
I say onward.
Same.
Okay.
I got an 18.
It looks like there might be nozzles, but they're embedded like in between the stones of the ceiling and the walls. Like in the mortar.
Would I be able to take a look and see if there's like darts stuck in them or if it's obviously meant for gas?
Yeah, you can certainly try. Roll me an investigation check.
See if there's any scorch marks from fire or something.
Okay, good.
Said investigation?
Yeah.
That's a 22.
You see from the edges around each of the nozzles, there's a little bit of a deterioration from it looks a lot like what happened with the sarcophagi. So it's likely these spray acid.
Okay, so it probably set off and that's what burned them.
Meanwhile, Zenizari and Dinsby, you guys walk up to the sarcophagi, and before anything else happens, Zen hits another depression plate, and instead of just hissing, it sprays acid all over you guys.
Oh, no. I knew it.
Give me a dexterity saving throw. Dinsby, if you want to try to save, you have to jump off of Zen's back.
Yeah, to avoid acid, I would do that. So am I still rolling a dex save?
Dex save for half.
You're at 23.
Oh, got a 6.
Dinsby, you take 22 points of acid damage.
Holy crap. I am down.
Then you don't take as much because it sprayed all over your back, which is where Dinsby was. You take 11 points of acid damage. Dandy's over here. Hey, guys, I think these nozzles spray acid. And then Dinsby just starts screaming.
Tried to jump off and just scream and flail and fall into the water and doesn't come up.
I was going to say, does Dinsby take less damage?
I will immediately pick her up.
Dinsby is in death saving throws. His skin is melted, and like in the horror movies when someone gets dipped in a vat of acid, he's kind of curled up and he's not responding. He's kind of like twitching.
Dandy will cast healing word.
Okay, what's the word?
Goose.
Dinsby, your nightmares wake you up from death saving throws as you hear goose whispered in your ear.
You're healed for 9 points.
Okay.
Wake up cradled in Zenizer's arms because I didn't want you to drown on top of being melted.
Right.
Oh, God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, you're still a little melty. You're not fully healed.
I can't cast healing, so...
Dinsby's gonna rifle around in his packs looking for a potion here.
One of the healing potions?
I think I have one. No, Dinsby does not have a potion.
I have one.
Yeah, I got a basic healing potion. Yeah. Dandy will give you a basic healing potion.
Sweet. Thank you. That's 2d4?
Hopefully he won't need it.
Is that plus 2?
2d4 plus 2.
Then Azaria, you can try to roll a perception check from where you're at. It'll be a little bit harder of a DC. Or you can roll me a dex check to get around the pressure plate because you know where it's at now. And if you successfully avoid the trap, then you can get close enough to roll with a lower DC. Or you can try to disarm it, but you have to roll an investigation check to figure out how you're going to do that. Or just leave this for Kothra.
Assuming there's more pressure plates all over the place, since I've stepped on a whole whopping 4 of them.
Oh, well, here's this. I forgot I was wearing a super cool ring, so can you put me down?
Yeah. I set you down.
I stand on top of the water. I will no longer trigger pressure plates.
Well, I guess you'll have to walk around then.
That definitely fits still with Dinsby's personality. Dinsby, whether you forgot or not, even if you remembered, Dinsby would likely still would have wanted to be carried.
Don't want to get the hem of my robe dirty and wet with swamp water.
Oh, wouldn't that mean that when you fell, you would have just went face first onto technically the ground, which would be above the water because of your ring?
I don't.
Yes.
Really? Because it says you can stand on and move across any liquid surface as if it were ground, but it doesn't say that like all liquid surfaces act as a ground for you.
I would say you would have just flopped on it.
Okay, yeah. Super.
Zen and Dandy, are you guys just frozen in place? You don't trigger more traps?
Dandy's over where the traps aren't working, so he's going to start investigating those. What are they called again? Tombs?
Sarcophaguses?
Yeah, them. Sarcophagi. He's going to start investigating that to see if he can figure out how to disarm it.
Okay, and Dinsby, are you checking the rest of them out?
I guess.
Yeah, I'll try to figure out how to disarm the one that doesn't have scarabs on it.
So then, Danny, are you going to go investigate the scarabed one?
Yes.
Dinsby, roll me a perception check for the one protected by the acid plate.
Okay. Perception. Oh, it would have been a 19. Just a 10.
Natural 20 on my investigation.
Okay.
Natural 20. Yeah.
Dinsby, this one, as far as you can tell, it's not trapped. And on the cover is on the lid, looks like it's another armored warrior, but it's far more worn than the other lids are.
Okay. That would make sense if this acid has continued to work.
Right. And then, Dandy, this can be disarmed, but it has to be disarmed from a magic user. So it requires some arcana knowledge to be able to disarm it.
I take some offense to that, as I am a bard.
Yeah, this doesn't require a musician or a poet to disarm scarabs.
I know magic. I know arcane.
You do, and magic does flow through you. I will say that you can try to disarm it, but it'll be a higher DC than what, like, say, Dinsby would have.
I need to roll arcana on it.
Yeah.
Got an 18.
You're able to disarm it. You know that if you remove the scarabs before opening it, they won't animate.
I ask for that bag.
What bag?
Tall hat's bag.
Okay.
I put the scarabs in there.
Okay.
Nobody wants to deal with these magical scarabs. Just sell them to Tall Hat.
Start popping the scarabs off. Zenizari, that's going to take you a while, Dandy. There's a lot of them. Zenizari, with a natural 20, you know that you need thieves' tools.
I have those.
Okay. And you'll have to roll a dexterity check with the tools to successfully disarm it. It looks like there is some sort of tether inside the lid that likely runs through the bottom of the sarcophagi and through the floorboard to the trap.
Okay, and I just roll a d20?
You roll a dexterity check.
Yeah, okay.
It would be the d20 plus your dex modifier plus your proficiency, because you're proficient with thieves' tools, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that? I can't see it. 19.
So you successfully get your tools in there, and you have kind of like a hook and a knife, and at the end of the hook is like a pair of tongs. So you kind of slide it in there and hold the bottom of the string tight, and then you cut it from the top, and then you manage to pull it over to you, and you get to tie it off to something so the string doesn't disappear, and the trap is successfully disarmed.
Ooh, I will proceed to open it.
Okay. Meanwhile, Dinsby, do you move on to the next sarcophagi, or do you try to open this?
Dinsby, pretty sure that he's not going to be strong enough to open any of these sarcophagi, so he's not even going to try. So I'll just move on to the next one.
All right, so the next sarcophagus has, instead of an armored warrior, it looks like it has a flowing river with 7 stars.
Hmm.
There's 3 stars to left and right, and 1 at the small point of the river. It looks like it's thin at the top and then widens like the river is moving towards you.
Any arcane or historic significance for that? I'm proficient in both.
Roll arcana or religion.
23 arcana.
You know that this is a common symbol with spellcasters, as this refers to, this looks like the symbol of Mishra.
Oh, okay.
The goddess of magic.
Was this particular symbol reserved for only special things, special people? Did they?
No, that's not. It's not a reserve symbol. It's just like modern day. It'd be like Christ's cross. Like whoever fancied Mystra usually had this.
Okay, so maybe the sarcophagus of a powerful wizard or something.
Yeah.
Check it for trepidy traps.
Okay, roll a perception check.
Yay, 18.
It doesn't appear to be trapped.
Well, that's new.
The last sarcophagus doesn't appear to be trapped either.
Okay. Make note of that in my mind. Are there any more?
Yes, there is one more.
Okay. Go to check out the last one. Oh, I guess I'll call out loud to the others. Hey, guys, this one doesn't look trapped.
Dandy, that takes some time as you're carefully analyzing it. And everyone else is doing their thing. So back to Dandy. You successfully pop off the scarabs and dump them in the bag. What else do you want to do?
Is it any further trapped?
It doesn't seem to be.
I'll open it.
Roll me a strength check.
Strength check. That's a 13.
Okay, so you're able to slide it off. And you slide it, I'm assuming you don't want to slide it all the way off.
No.
You slide it enough so where you can peek in, and it looks like there's some shiny treasure in there. Some things glitter off of the light from the drift globe, and it looks like there is an old dead body in here.
Does Dinsby hear that lid scrape off of the base when he pushes it?
100%.
Oh, okay. Dinsby will look over there and be like, wow, Dandy, I didn't know you were so strong.
Dandy is just coated in sweat. Just like, yeah!
Years of being my own roadie.
Meanwhile, over to Zenizari, you disarm the trap and you open up the sarcophagus enough to look inside.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a strength check.
A dirty 20. I have a plus 5 to strength.
Yeah, it's... Zenizari pushes it with one hand after successful disarming and just and kind of looks over at Dandy, just absolutely struggling, his veins bulging out of his head. Inside Zenizari is the same kind of thing. You see various what looks to be treasure in there that's shining off of the drift globe light and a mummified dead body.
Okay.
Dinsby, you go check out the last sarcophagus while they're fucking around with dead people. You see on the sarcophagus, instead of an armored warrior, there is a jester.
A jester? That's new. With the whole, like, motley get up and everything?
Yes.
All right. Anything obviously arcane going on here?
You do not sense anything arcane.
Okay. Check it for trippity traps.
Speaking of which, the last sarcophagus, you didn't see any traps, but you did sense magic coming from it, either from the sarcophagus or from inside. There was a tingle.
That makes sense with the symbol and all.
Perception check to check for traps.
Got it. I notice my finger and my nose with a 5.
Doesn't seem to be trapped.
Okay, awesome. Still not going to try to open it because I'm just not that strong or large. Hey, guys, it doesn't look like this one's trapped either. There's like a jester on it.
Interesting.
This is towards the back of the room. And past this sarcophagus is just kind of an open area, but it's all flooded. You don't see the floor, but there is a wall about maybe 20 feet back from you.
No obvious other entries or exits?
Not that you see.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Dandy and Zenizari, what are you doing with your dead people?
Checking for magic.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to finish his spell.
Okay, so that takes a while. Zen, you're waiting for him. Dinsby, are you doing anything?
I'll check out the empty space at the back. and see if I can detect any hidden entrances or exits.
You can go ahead and roll a perception check. Or roll an investigation check, because you are investigating the area.
Okay, I'm better at that. Not with a 2, I'm not. Total of 5.
It's hard to see over here. You don't see anything stand out, but this is also kind of at the edge of the light of the drift globe, so it's kind of dimmer light.
Well, I have dark vision too.
Your dark vision is not engaged when you're in light.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Essentially light blind. Dandy, you finished casting detect magic, and you do not sense magic on your sarcophagi.
I look over at Xenazaris.
Do you tromp on over there? You gotta get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It is similarly not magical.
None of the goodies inside are magical?
Nope.
Okay. I let Xenazari know. Do I see what's the range on that? Out to 30 feet. So can I see the other tombs? Sarcophagi.
You're going to have to get a bit closer.
Watch your footing.
How close are they?
35, 40 feet away. They're kind of spread out.
I was going to hop from one to the other. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll go over there.
Okay, you tromp on over there. You going over to the one that Zen and Dinsby got melted by?
Yeah, can I, you said it's about waist high on me, right?
Yeah.
Can I swim instead of touching the ground?
You'll have to roll me an athletics check.
Or I could stand on one of the sarcophagi while you do your thing and you could borrow my ring of water walking.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have to attune to the water walking?
No, sir.
There you go.
Haha.
I was hoping to melt Dandy.
Stop trying to kill me.
So Dinsby will park himself on top of the jester one or whatever is closer for wherever the closest one to Dandy is that has already been explored and park himself on top of it.
That'll be the scarab sarcophagus.
And Dandy the ring.
Woo!
Dandy, you slip on the ring and you kind of get like magically ejected up above the water.
Neat.
Kind of like if you have a sealed water bottle that's holding, you're holding them below the water level and you let go and it pops up to the surface. Basically what happens to you.
Yeah. All right. I go and start checking.
Okay. So just to speed this up, the only sarcophagus that emits magic is the one with the symbol of Mishra.
Okay.
All the rest of them do not.
I'll check that one and see if it's trapped. I'm assuming it is, but
Dinsby already said that it wasn't. Are you ignoring what Dinsby said?
I was going to say, I'd like to double check.
Go ahead and double check then.
It's an investigation as well, right?
It's a perception check.
Oh, perception. I'm not as good at that. It's all right. I got a 17.
It does not seem to be trapped.
All right. I'll give it a push.
Okay. Do you need to breathe? No, no reason. I'm not asking for anything particular. Just
oh, boy.
Yes, I do need to breathe.
Roll me a strength check.
I don't like that question. I was like... Got a 19.
Okay, you start to push the sarcophagus open. Not struggling as much this time. You got to feel for it so you're not straining yourself. You know how much pressure it's going to take. And you brace. Now that you're on top of the water, you have better advantage, you know. And you get it slid open, and this purplish-white mist seeps out very quickly. And you see, you guys see it creep up and into Dandy's face. And that is where we will stop tonight's episode.
More intruders! Be
gone. This is goose territory. I suppose I do appreciate the company, though. Thanks for listening to the episode. Follow us on your various social medias. Rate us, review us, or I'll eat your soul too. Stay tuned for the next epi coming out July 6th. Voices you heard tonight were as follows. Dinsby by Nicole. Zenizuri by Jasper. Dandelion by Zachary Sprangler. And our DM running the show is Tony Sprangler. You didn't hear a voice from Mr. Moose because he's a pathetic duck. The lowest life form. Aside from humans, that is. Now be gone!